And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me today, I have three members of the Pacific Herring Working Group here to talk about their ocean modeling project and upcoming meeting that's happening here in Sitka over the next 3 days. I have co-chairs Tessa Francis and Phil Levin. Tessa is an aquatic ecologist with the University of Washington Tacoma's Puget Sound Institute. And Phil is a community ecologist and conservation biologist. He's with the Nature Conservancy. And we also have Sitka's own Harvey Kitka in. Harvey is a member of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Herring Committee. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, today, kicking off today and continuing for a few days, is the third meeting of the Pacific Herring Working Group. And I'd like to start off our conversation by setting the scene. What is this group? How and why was it formed? Phil, do you want to take that?
Thanks. Yeah, it was about a year ago where we were looking up and down the U.S. and Canadian coast at herring stocks. And we realized that whether you were in Alaska all the way down to California, herring stocks were in trouble. And the reasons why they were in trouble varied from place to place, and the solutions varied from place to place. But no one had brought everybody together to sit down and try to together figure out what the problem was and how to cure it.
Okay. And so the Herring Working Group are focusing on Haida Gwaii and also Sitka.
Right. What we did was, after this big synthesis, we decided that for us scientists, that we could have the most impact by working in Haida Gwaii and Sitka, that the problems were something that we could tackle, that we could add value to, and that Haida Gwaii and Sitka were similar cases, but different. So in particular, the context within which the herring problem is playing out is quite different, because one's in Canada, one's in the U.S., and so it allowed us to explore ideas around how institutions and governance affect sustainability, as well as simply the climate or fisheries themselves.
So whoever would like to speak to this, Tessa, Phil, Harvey, who is involved? You have about 20 folks in the working group. Who do they represent? Tessa?
Yeah, so that's right. We have about 20 people, and we're a very technical working group, so we have a lot of really technical modelers, so people who normally do fisheries modeling. We have some ecologists, some social scientists. So we also have representatives from the Sitka tribe. We've got Harvey on the group. We've got Russ Jones, who represents, he's a hereditary chief, Haida hereditary chief, and in charge of Haida fisheries. We've got some NGOs on the group, some representatives of the herring fishing industry. So we're trying to bring a group together that can not only tackle the technical issues of fisheries assessment and management, but also bring perspective on the social and economic and cultural connections between herring and the ecosystem.
Well, Harvey, what are you bringing to the table here?
I would hope that I'm bringing some of our traditional knowledge that was passed on to us by our elders. We have some tremendous elders that spent thousands of years watching this, because this was part of our main food source for many years. We saw this happen a time or two here in Sitka Sound, where we lost the herring when the oil reduction plants were in full force. At that time, back in the 30s, when they pretty much wiped the herring out of Sitka Sound, all the salmon disappeared and all the halibut disappeared out of the sound. And at the time, the commercial fishermen, their boats didn't go that far. They fished in the sound and they start going broke. So not only the native people objected, but all the whole community of Sitka objected at that time. And we're getting close to that point again, where we're losing all the herring. The halibut are a little harder to come into town. And our wild stock, king salmon that used to come in has almost all disappeared. So I hope I can bring some traditional knowledge to the group.
What do you feel, question for all of you, the group has accomplished so far? You're in your third meeting here, so you have a little track record behind you. What's happened so far? What do you feel like you've accomplished?
So I think that we're a rather unique group because the professionals in the group go all the way from traditional knowledge holders all the way to fisheries modelers, but also include anthropologists, people who specialize in political science. So it's a very diverse group. And I think what we're doing that's really different than everybody else is blending these disciplines together to think about sustainability across what we call the triple bottom line. So it's the ecological system, the economic system, and the cultural and social systems. So unlike other efforts where we think about, well, sustainability is, do we have the right number of fish, or are we fishing in a way that doesn't harm the environment? We're also thinking simultaneously about the economics of each of the communities that we're working in, as well as the cultural value of herring to the people. And so we would argue that that it's not a sustainable fishery unless we're dealing with each of these three parts of the bottom line.
And I would say the other thing that's special about our group, and something that's really at the heart of what the Ocean Modeling Forum does, we're really interested in making models useful in a management context. And we can't do that without the fisheries managers at the table. So we have representatives from ADFNG, from DFO at the table. Sorry, Department of Fisheries and Oceans Canada. Academics get really into jargon and acronyms. Sorry. So we have those folks at the table to make sure that whatever direction we're headed is actually going to be useful and applicable to management.
You know, it seems that this kind of interdisciplinary approach to what's really a complex system and a complex problem would be likely to breed more creative solutions as well as, you know, more concrete thinking.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially folks like Harvey, who have spent their lives on the water, they understand the system in a way a scientist just can't. And so I think by bringing all these perspectives together, I'm actually very hopeful that we can, maybe we're not going to solve the problem and, you know, everything, but I think that we will certainly make a real positive contribution.
Well, you know, and what seems to me be very important with any problem, any social problem, any cultural problem, any problem that impacts us is that it's the process that we use, how we go about finding solutions, is maybe even more important than the solutions themselves. So something that's inclusive of everyone impacted by the herring would be a better process, I think.
I think that's really an excellent point. It's actually one of the things that we're working on in this particular workshop this week, which is we realize exactly what you're saying is so important, and which is why we have political scientists in our group. And so what we're doing is looking at co-management or different forms of participatory management around the world and trying to understand from all these examples where people have tried, some have succeeded, some have failed, what processes work the best in order to ensure that people feel included and are included in management of their fisheries or whatever, their natural resources. And again, it's like, for me anyways, that if people are upset with the way management is being handled, if they feel excluded, then that alone is not sustainable, even if the fish are doing fine.
You're not going to have the buy-in that you need.
Right.
Harvey, what has this experience been like for you sitting on this group?
Well, this group has been very interesting. I and my group, especially the herring committee, we figured for the longest time that if we can get traditional knowledge and science to work together, it'd probably be the best thing that ever happened.
And have you felt like your time is productive, that this group is productive? Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes. It's really something when people listen to you. For a long time, we had the problem of saying things and felt like we weren't being listened to. So having people listen to us is really, really an improvement.
Well, there's the Ocean Modeling Project, which, Tessa, I think you're managing that. Can you talk a bit about that project?
Sure. This is actually a project that Phil Levin and Andre Punt, a professor at University of Washington, started, and I'm the managing director. It's the Ocean Modeling Forum. And the aim of the group or the project overall is to improve the usefulness of models in ocean management. And so we form temporary working groups to tackle specific issues, and the Pacific Herring Working Group is one of those. Our first case study was similar, focused on Pacific sardine fisheries management also. And we're continuing to form working groups focused on different ocean management issues, water quality. We'll get beyond fisheries, but so far we've just been focused on fisheries management.
So we do have to wrap up this little chat. What are your hopes for this meeting that's being held in Sitka? When is the next one coming up?
Well, I think one of the key goals for our meeting in Sitka is to hear from the Sitka community, because as Harvey and Phil mentioned, what's important in this working group is a participatory process, but also making sure that we're on the right track. We're identifying the really important connections between local Sitka community and herring fisheries, and we can only learn that best directly from the community themselves. So it's a little bit of a tuning of our approach by coming here and hearing directly from the people. We also have a lot of hard work to get done in our 3 days, a lot of really nerdy, into-the-weeds technical work on the fisheries models to get done.
Okay. Phil, Harvey, anything you'd like to add?
Not at this moment. I'm looking forward to this meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and just to say, this is, for us, this is the one step in a process, and our next meeting will be in the fall in Seattle, and we hope to wrap things up then and have some products that we can roll out and show people and hopefully that they'll like.
How can folks find out more?
We have a website, oceanmodelingforum.org.
Okay.
One word.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
We've been
speaking with Harvey Kitka. Harvey is on STA's Herring Committee. Also, Tessa Francis and Phil Levin, they are co-chairs of the Pacific Herring Working Group.